everyone. I'm Arjoja Kaye, and this is Mind the Skin, a podcast where we break the boundaries between neuroscience and dermatology to answer questions with our audience in mind. I'm a high school senior interested in the connection between the mind and the skin. I've always been passionate about skin health, and I've seen firsthand how painful and distressing skin conditions such as eczema and excessive sweating can be for younger and older people. Do you know that skin conditions can result in just as much disability as other chronic diseases, affecting self-esteem, school, work, and even relationships? According to the National Eczema Organization, 31.6% of the US population has some form of atopic dermatitis, otherwise known as eczema, including 9.6 million children and teens under 18. I was surprised to learn that people who suffer from eczema at ages 2 or younger are 40% likely to develop a severe or moderate form of the disease. In addition, controlling eczema flares induced by psychological stress may relieve symptoms of anxiety and depression and improve overall emotional well-being. The investigation of secular trends of eczema globally shows that the disease prevalence fluctuates with age and region, and that countries with the most sufferers, such as in Africa and the Middle East, have an underrepresentation research base in eczema. By no means am I a medical expert. I recommend you to consult your primary care doctor or dermatologist for any skin-related issues. Instead, I hope to engage you and provide you with information on exciting developments in the world of psychodermatology, where the mind meets the skin through this podcast. Now, let's get into it. From newborns to older adults, eczema can affect anyone. Eczema is a term for a group of conditions that cause the skin to become itchy, inflamed, or have a rash-like appearance. Can you imagine having rough, scaly patches all over your skin? Those with more severe eczema may find simple things such as wearing a bathing suit to be anxiety-inducing. Welcome to Mind the Skin Podcast, a podcast that shines the spotlight on the connection between the mind and the skin. I'm Arjoja Kaye, your lovely host, and today we'll be talking about eczema and how it relates to anxiety. Do you know that eczema, otherwise known as atopic dermatitis, has three main forms? Mild, moderate, and severe. One common misconception is that eczema is contagious, but that simply isn't true. Eczema is far more related to other factors such as genetics, allergies, and other conditions like overly dry skin. In fact, a survey conducted by the International Study of Asthma and Allergies in Childhood, otherwise known as ISAAC, found that 50% of children with eczema also had other allergies. Now, why might this be the case? Well, one theory is that eczema is an autoimmune disease, meaning that the disease may be due to your immune system attacking healthy skin tissue in your body. According to research, psychological stress increases inflammatory proteins, activating an inflammatory response that triggers the vagus nerve. In short, it's possible that whenever you feel anxious, your nerve sends signals that activate your brain. These activations may increase the prevalence of eczema. In episode 1 of this podcast, we discussed how skin problems such as acne could lead to social stigmatization, impacting mental health. In this episode, we'll also link mental well-being to eczema. Now let's explore the biology behind eczema and anxiety. To really understand eczema, you have to look at the deeper cause within your body. Eczema can react to the smallest allergens or irritants, even your favorite Bath and Body Works fragrance. These reactions can cause inflammation underneath your skin and lead to frequent flare-ups. Studies have linked eczema to certain genetic factors. For example, the gene filaggrin, or FLG, encodes a large protein called profiligrin. Profiligrin can be found in cells that make up the outermost layer of your skin, the epidermis. Lack of this protein can cause a dry skin condition that is strongly linked to the development and persistence of eczema through adult life. Eczema can have many triggers that can ultimately cause anxiety. By far, the biggest one is scratching, which breaks down the skin's outer layer, allowing germs, viruses, and allergens to get in. In response to these invaders, the immune system sends signals to the surface, causing even more redness, inflammation, and itching. Unfortunately, the urge to scratch is often challenging to break, causing a cycle of repeat eczema flares and anxiety that is hard to break. Eczema flares can also be associated with increased anxiety. Anxiety is one of the most common triggers of eczema flare-ups, and flare-ups can lead to even worse anxiety. When we experience a stressful situation, the body goes into fight or flight mode and increases the production of stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. Too much cortisol can suppress the immune system and cause inflammatory response to the skin. So how does one break this vicious cycle? For starters, living a stress-free life can definitely help alleviate eczema. Although it may not be a surefire way to eliminate it, let me give you some strategies for cutting down on stress, reducing anxiety, and learning how to live with eczema. First one is relaxation. Next is sleep. You could also join a support group. There's also exercise and, of course, a good diet. That always helps. You've been listening to Mind the Skin Podcast, the number one stop for everyone who wants to better understand the connection between the mind and the skin. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have you ever wondered how excessive sweating and social anxiety are connected? Well, join me next time on Mind the Skin Podcast. Until then, so long and be safe.